Verfehlungsung dieses Volkes und damit den
Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We present Miles Davenant as Jack Standish, the British Lion, in Standish and Deliver, the story of one man's battle to protect the people, the values, and above all, the territory of the British Empire. Episode 1, A Date with Danger. Let us drop in on British super agent Jack Standish as he converses with his Batman, Nobby Clark, in his luxurious London apartment.
You're looking very dapper tonight, Mr. Standish, if I may say so.
Thank you, Nobby. I'm off to celebrate the successful conclusion of the Uber Sturman Krankenheit affair.
Blimey, Mr. Standish. It's a marvel how you get your tongue around all them long foreign words.
Now, the secret, Nobby, is to pronounce them as though they were the Queen's English and dare foreigners to correct you.
Oh, I'll bear that in mind, Mr. Standish. Next time I'm in Scotland.
Yes, Nobby. We'll be hearing no more of that secret Nazi submarine base in Antarctica.
Here, Mr. Standish. Let me smooth your jacket down for you.
I'm looking forward to a night in the town tonight, Nobby.
Would you like me to come along and hold your coat for you while you beat the living daylights out of some villain?
No, Nobby, it's not that sort of night and it's not that sort of town. And you can stop smoothing down my jacket now.
Right you are, Mr. Standish.
Tonight I have a dinner appointment with Miss Sabrina Touchstone.
Sabrina Touchstone? Isn't she the secretary of your boss, Lord Overcroft, the head of MI-17?
And not so free with the names, Nobby. Loose lips and all that.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Standish. I mean, isn't she the you-know-what to the you-know-who bark at the you-know-where?
Yes, which leads me to believe this is no ordinary dinner date.
And where is this assignation to take place, if I may make so bold as to inquire, sir?
At Chez Moi Grand Oui, the exclusive French restaurant.
What? I don't reckon that French nosh or snails and frogs' legs.
Oh, I believe the cuisine will be a little bit more sophisticated than that, Nobby. At least I hope so.
Order the eel and pie and chips, Mr. Standish. That's my advice.
I'll be off then, Nobby. Don't bother to wait up.
Not to worry, Mr. S. I'll just stay here and polish your fencing trophies.
Well, Miss Touchstone, the ambience of this restaurant is certainly unique.
Yes, Jack. It's the only French restaurant in London decorated with Navajo tomahawks and buffalo heads.
The menu is equally intriguing. What do you say we try the chef's speciality? Philippe d'Escagoffi, a saucisson bourgognaise.
We've no time for that, Jack. Just drink your champagne and act like we're talking to each other.
But we are talking to each other.
Exactly. Now listen carefully, I shall say this only once. This candlelit dinner is merely a cover, allowing me to pass on your latest instruction.
But why aren't we doing this at MI-17 HQ?
I'm afraid, Jack, that HQ is under constant surveillance by enemy agents.
Perhaps the Dome of St. Paul's Cathedral isn't the most secure location for a secret HQ.
Yes, but the views, Jack, the views.
There is that.
But right now we have a bigger problem.
Yes, I can't make up my mind whether to order a bottle of Chateau Bonaparte 31 or an undisciplined but surprisingly compliant Beaujolais.
Jack, I'm talking about the plans for the Houseman Gillespie Defence Network.
Ah, they've been stolen, of course.
Of course. Your mission, Jack, is to retrieve those plans and deliver them safely to Whitehall. A plane is waiting to fly you to an unnamed Eastern European country where we believe the plans are in the hands of Bolshevik agents.
Now, don't you worry your pretty little head, Miss Touchstone. You can count on me to find the Gilligan Hung Pepsi plans.
Houseman Gillespie.
I believe that's what I said.
Then there's no time to lose, Jack. I'll drive you to the airport at once. Jack, there's a car following us.
And that long black limo, you mean?
Yes, the one with the license plate NME 8SU.
And don't worry, Miss Touchstone, I don't fear the music press.
No, Jack, it's Enemy. enemy hates you.
Damn those devils for flaunting their evil intent!
They're trying to overtake us.
This calls for some professional driving. We'll change places.
Of course, Jack. You did win the Monte Carlo Rally 4 times after all.
Only 3 times. That 4th one, I was disqualified for driving backwards the whole way. Well, you've got to make it a challenge, don't you?
Right, Jack. I'm leaning forward if you slide in behind me.
Oh, getting a bit hung up in the gear stick, I'm afraid.
Just keep sliding. Oh, no. I snagged one of my shoulder straps on the cigarette lighter.
Oh, if I could wriggle my arm free out of my jacket. Oh, my cufflinks got fastened under the rearview mirror.
Hell still, Jack, and I'll hook my leg over your shoulder.
Slide the heel of your left shoe over the wheel so you can steer, and I'll press my forehead down on the accelerator.
But, Jack, I can't see where we're going.
Well, twist your head round, Miss Touchstone, and you'll see the road ahead reflected in my highly polished Oxford loafers.
Right. Oh, Jack, the bridge up ahead is down.
We'll just have to jump for it. I'll press my nose down hard on the accelerator and... We're over!
There's the airport straight ahead. I can see the plane on the runway.
Right, take us through the gates.
Well, that was the most exciting ride I've had in some time.
I'm afraid, Miss Touchstone, the excitement isn't over. That black limousine has pulled up here as well, and a whole gang of bounders are leaping out.
It's all right, Jack. They're only musicians.
Those aren't violin cases they're carrying. They're Tommy guns.
Oh, thank goodness, Jack. I can't stand chamber music.
Quick, make a dash for the plane while I return fire with my trusty .455 caliber Webley Mark VI revolver. The sidearm of choice for a chap who means business.
Well, we've made it onto the plane, Jack.
Get into your seat, Miss Touchstone. We're taking off.
Jack, I'm worried.
Because the fuselage is being peppered with bullets?
No, because I was only going to drop you off, and I haven't brought a change of underwear.
Well, now we've left those blighters behind, let's head into the cockpit and have a word with the pilot.
Jack, there's nobody here.
The pilot must have done a bunk. Well, let's see what I can do with the controls. It's no use. They're locked in position.
What you're saying, Jack, is that we're under automatic control and being flown to an unknown destination.
I couldn't have put it better myself, Miss Touchstone. Well, the tone of my voice would have been a shade more dramatic. Like this. It's not a very pretty situation at all.
Jack Standish, the British Lion, is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced, and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, with John Mitchell as Jack Standish, Pam Robertson as Miss Sabrina Touchstone, with Robert Broussard as Nobby Clark. This episode was recorded with the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Tune in next time for episode 2, Destination Danger.